This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I was telling you about this company back in September. The stock was trading at around 5.5 cents. Now it's trading almost 11 cents. We're talking no other than Northsight Capital, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NCAP. And with us today is the founder, advisor, and consultant of the company, Howard Baer. Howard, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of an update in history of what you guys are all about and what the company's about.
Well, we have a group of websites that we put together for the media end of the industry. The industry is comprised of grows, of dispensaries, edibles, and a lot of different products and companies that are still quite illegal to the federal government. And we don't know where that's going to go. It's really up to Attorney General Sessions right now, but he seems to be against it, although I think that's going to change. The government's going to want the tax money from it, so sooner or later it becomes legalized. But until it does, the people in the industry itself, like I said, the cannabis people that are growing or in dispensaries, don't really have a place to go. There's no place to brand a product other than on cannabis-specific websites or magazines or radio, TV that are just, again, cannabis-specific. So we decided we'd build out a platform that encompasses all sides of this, as no one's done it yet. We have the best digital already. We have websites directly in the cannabis space, and now we're looking at acquisitions all around the space, which is newspaper, which is magazines, radio, TV, anything that is in the media site of media end of the business. And we want to grow that into the number one out there.
I noticed that recently you guys put out a press release, Crush Mobile Apps. Why that acquisition? What does that have to do with your platform?
Well, Crush is a company that developed several apps for the basically for the dating space. And we had been developing a site called Joint Lovers. Joint Lovers is a dating site specifically for the cannabis industry. There are a couple of them out there, but they're not well done. They don't really attract any attention, and they've been just sitting out there. We decided to build ours up to go along with the rest of our sites, and Crush itself has close to 1 million members right now, and its other dating sites, and we feel we can take quite a bit of that, probably around 40% from the surveys we've done, and bring them over to the Joint Lovers site. It's going to take us 4 to 6 weeks to build that and launch it, but it could be a terrific site and attract a lot of attention in the industry. So we decided to acquire them and help them build theirs and build ours at the same time.
Why is Northsight so different? And maybe give us a future of what 2018 might look like.
Well, ours is different. There are a couple of reasons. I started this off several years ago, probably 8 to 10 years ago, acquiring domains in the cannabis space. And I was fortunate enough to be able to grab the better ones out there. Marijuana Recipes, Marijuana MD, Marijuana Lifestyles, Rate My Strain, just a lot of very specific domains in the space. And when people Google something, that's what they look for. If they look for recipes, they're gonna Google marijuana recipes. If they want a doctor, they're gonna Google marijuana doctor. So we built all those sites out. We have Marijuana Health Tips. We have WikiWeed, and they're growing. They're growing very quickly at this point. Nobody else has those names in the space. The names they come up with, they have to put a lot more money in branding than we do. So ours is growing faster than anybody else. We're one of the only public companies in the media space in cannabis. So in a lot of these other companies out there, the magazines and so forth, they don't have the ability to get public. So we can acquire them, and there are two things that happen. One is we can get the financing in to support all of us and really grow this to be a huge company. And two is the ones we acquire have an exit strategy somewhere down the line where they have public stock, and sooner or later, I'm talking 2 years from now, they can liquidate it in the market. So it makes all the sense in the world for everybody.
Absolutely. My guest today is Howard Baer. He's the founder, consultant, and advisor for Northsight Capital, Inc. Well, they just recently got upgraded to the OTCQB. Congratulations on that. Their ticker symbol is NCAP. I want to change gears here for a second. You know, I was looking over some of your 10Qs and your 8Ks. How do you plan on growing the revenues in 2018?
That's not difficult. There are 28,000 registered cannabis companies right now. And so there are 28,000 registered. It's probably double or triple that in actual companies that are working in the space. And again, they can't advertise on Google AdWords. They can't advertise in Facebook AdWords, anything that's marijuana or cannabis related. And they don't have any place really to go to get their name out there. I'll give you a quick example. We own 420careers.com, which is the number one career site in cannabis. And we get thousands of people a day looking for jobs. Well, if someone gets a job in a dispensary and they work in the front of the dispensary where they sell products other than the cannabis itself, but related products, if someone comes in and asks them what's a good edible and there are five in under the counter,
right,
that they're looking at, under the glass that they're looking at, and this person had gone on 420 careers to get a job, saw an ad for one of the edibles company, XYZ Edibles, for example. Then they see it in the case with four others. Well, the only one they know in there is XYZ Cannabis. So that's the one they're going to point to. So to brand on any of our sites is extremely helpful for the companies out there. And like I say, they really don't have a lot of other places to go.
In closing, Howard, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about? You've said a lot today. You practically said it all. But I want to give you a chance to maybe just give a closing statement if there hasn't been anything we touched upon.
No, I don't think so. I think we pretty well have it. And what your investors should look at it as a company that's going to grow and grow rapidly. Our goal is not to run a stock up. Our goal is to have a stock move up on sales, revenues, growth, and earnings. And that's what our goal is, and that's what we're going to do.
Our guest today has been Howard Baer. He's the founder and advisor for Northsight Capital. Keep an eye on this one. Ticker symbol is NCAP. Howard, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 days and give us an update.
Love to do it. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.